In what was a close game through 40 minutes, the Sioux Thunderbirds used a four-goal third period to pick up a win over the French River Rapids Sunday in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action. The Thunderbirds extended their winning streak to 8 games with a 6-0 win over the Rapids at Noelville Community Centre. Noah Mativier picked up the shutout for the Thunderbirds, stopping 27 shots. The Thunderbirds opened the scoring when defenseman Andrew Gibson picked up his 18th goal of the season, beating Rapids goaltender Cole Sheffield with a shot from the right circle high stick side 8:32 into the contest. On a delayed penalty in the second period, the Thunderbirds extended the lead when Darren Kapp scored on a rebound after a point shot by Gibson was stopped by Sheffield at 10:53. The Thunderbirds then broke the game open in the third period. Yusuf Shawachi made it 3-0 just 90 seconds into the period when he beat Sheffield with a backhand on a breakaway. Kapp then picked up his second of the night at 6:54 when a shot by Shawachi was stopped and deflected in off Kapp. Just 51 seconds later, Kenny Belanger Jr. made it 5-0 by beating Sheffield with a shot from the left circle. Michael Chaffee capped off the scoring with 5:09 to go when his shot from the slot beat Sheffield's stick side. In addition to two-point nights for Kapp, Shawachi, and Gibson, Cole Delarosebull also has 2 points for the Thunderbirds with a pair of assists in the win. Sheffield made 33 saves for the Rapids. Winners of 9 of their last 10 games, the Thunderbirds improved to 2-8-5-2-3 with the victory. French River has dropped 3 straight games and 8 of their last 10, falling to 1-9-2-1-1-0 after Sunday's loss. Next up for the Thunderbirds is the opening game of a 3-game homestand that will see the team host the Blind River Beavers on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at the John Rhodes Community Center. The team will face the Hearst Lumberjacks on Friday night at the GFL Memorial Gardens in a 7 p.m. start before wrapping the homestand up on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. against the Cochrane Crunch at the John Rhodes.